update on Red Cross response to tornado devastation. I'm Paul Wallum with your news. Since about 1:45 today, emergency responders in Campbell County have been dealing with a severe storm system and serious damage. Campbell County Sheriff Scott Matheny said at least two individuals were injured, with one being transported by ambulance. And several structures, including homes, appear to have been lost. More information with Sheriff Matheny can be found at basinsradio.com. Cindy Schenck with the American Red Cross provides an update on assistance.
The most important information is that the Red Cross is here to assist in any way that we can. We are going out in the area this evening to do initial damage assessment of the homes. Then we will be back in the morning to the Oriva Hills area and then also up on Wrangler and that area to do damage assessment and make sure all of people's needs are being taken care of. We'll have water with us that we can hand out, and then any questions that they might have, they can look for the Red Cross vehicle and people in Red Cross clothing.
Campbell County Emergency Management Coordinator David King said it's important to provide information to the Red Cross.
Even if people don't need anything from Red Cross, we use those numbers, we report them to the state, we report them to different people, so they are one of my information collection sources.
King provided an update on some of the other damage, including an update on Warrior Road.
It sounds like our Warrior Road damage may have been storm inflow, not the tornado itself. It may have been the winds rushing into the storm as the tornado apparently passed closer to Dry Fork Station in talking with the Weather Service on it. So it's one of those, we've got a lot of damage that we're going to try to understand, you know, exactly what path it followed. And we're also looking to see, you know, what went right, what can we do better next time.
Okay. Any other frequently asked questions you're getting? I'm getting some questions about sirens.
I'm getting questions about sirens. I've got some that are saying the sirens didn't go off. I've got others that said they did. So it sounds like it may have been a 50-50. I've got records that show that it was set off, and it set off properly. The question is part of the system down? So we'll just have to be checking on that.
Okay.
The area that the tornado passed through, none of that has sirens.
With your Basin Radio News Alert, I'm Paul Wallum.